is going on, everyone? It is episode 193, recorded on Sunday, December 24th, 2023. I'm Drew, and hey, John, why is Santa so jolly? Because he knows where all the naughty girls live.
Wow.
What's up, buddy? Christmas Eve is here. It's going to be a day full of family and presents for me. We kind of go out and we do our big celebration on Christmas Eve with the family members. How you been? What's going on? It's Christmas. We're here.
I know. The holidays are here. Off from work. Fantastic. Love it. Got my games going on. We talked about this. You plan out your holiday games, what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Very excited. Final Fantasy 16 for me.
Okay, nice.
And Monster Hunter, for sure.
Of course. Which one now? You're still playing Rise or whatever the hell it is?
No, I'm playing World on PS5.
Ew.
So I bought the expansion Iceborne, and okay, I spent a week.
Right.
Yeah, I spent a week not playing it because I wanted to finish up some stuff, and now I finally kicked it off, and it takes place in like deep snow, and it literally makes me feel cold while I play.
Well, it's a good time of year for that.
Yeah, I'm so excited for it. There's a lot to do, and I got a whole year before me, probably a lot more than a year.
Nice.
Before the next one. And I'm playing Pokemon Violet.
I know. You didn't have great things to say about it.
It is so clunky. Oh, my.
It is.
Can I ask a question?
Fine.
Why are so many of the freaking Pokemon in Violet so tiny? There's so many tiny Pokemon.
There is some odd. I agree with that assessment. I mean, it's been a while.
I thought it was a bug.
It's like the old school N64 days, like mini mode or something.
Yeah, I was like, is this a bug? Like, why are they so tiny? I can't even tell what they are until I'm like really close, and by that time they hit me. It's so bizarre. Everything is so clunky, and this literally feels like a game that Game Freak like farmed out to some offshore team. And it doesn't feel like any other Pokemon that I've ever played. It's so rough, but I'm just closing my eyes as much as I can and plowing forward with it. And I haven't even gotten to my class yet. I'm right at like the door of the school.
So you haven't started on like the main three mission quest yet?
I don't think so. No, okay. I was taught how to do the terrestrialize the crystal stuff.
Oh yeah.
I got that orb, and then yeah, I'm basically right about to go in. But, you know, I've been going around. I love finding all the little Pokeballs in the grass. Like,
it's the best.
It's like, ooh, there's one. Let me go get that. And, like, I can just do it all day.
Yeah, so, I agree with that.
I'm just powering through, man. I'm powering through.
Nice. Yep. I've been playing some more Avatar lately, cruising along. It's fun. It's great. It's so much. You know, it's like crafting and then it's just a lot. It's just a lot, but I'm still enjoying it. I think it's just going to be a game I enjoy and play while I'm continuing to play some other games. Our Game of the Year episode, we talked quickly about Pikmin, and spoiler alert, that was my Game of the Year, right? Pikmin 4. I want to get Pikmin 3, and I looked everywhere local. I know it's last minute, it's holidays, but I can't find it physical anywhere. Hmm. So I'm thinking I might just buy digital and have my wife and I play it like this week while we're... I think that's like a good game. If the kids want to play their video games, the wife and I can play that. You know, we just kind of wrapped up the Paper Mario game, and maybe we'll play that one together.
You finished that Paper Mario game already?
Yeah.
Jeez.
We killed it. John,
yeah,
really,
I wonder if they took it off the shelves. I'm curious if they took.
I mean, it's not. When did that come out? This year, or was it?
No, oh, no. Pikmin 3 is like two. Oh no,
I'm sorry. You're right. 1 and 2 got rebooted recently.
Yeah.
Which I think I'd rather play 3.
Three is really good.
But I even like called a couple GameStops and looked online for like a used copy. I couldn't find one.
Yeah, people like their Pikmins.
Before we kind of talk about this episode, John, really quick, Christmas Eve morning, what are there any like 1, 2, maybe 3 things that you're hoping for you get this Christmas?
No, not anymore.
I know.
Usually if I'm going to get something really cool, I know about it. I've specifically stated it. I am getting a storage expansion for, I mean, this sounds all materialistic, right? Wait, you know, forget it. I'm getting a storage expansion for my PS5, which is perfect because just today I was having to delete a few different games to fit another one on there. And that's gotten really old and annoying. So I'm really looking forward to being, we'll have several games on my PlayStation.
Nice.
And I have to kind of whisper this a little bit, but yep. I got my wife an iPad Pro.
Ooh.
Cause she has an iPad Pro. And so I got her a new one that she wanted.
Nice. But
what I'm most excited about is I'm going to have her old iPad Pro.
So it's like, you got it for yourself. It's a win.
Right, and yeah. And so this was like a month ago or so. I went to her room and I stole her iPad Pro and I went to play chess on it because I wanted to see, is this like an old iPad? Like, is this probably, it's really smooth. It's way better than my shitty iPad.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be playing a lot more chess because I'm going to have this huge fucking iPad Pro. And it was a great experience. So I'm actually really excited about the thing I'm going to get because of what I'm getting her. So
that's, wow. The Pro is like, it's just a bigger screen as well.
It's much bigger. It's like, it's like 8 inches bigger. It's huge.
That's what she said.
It is. So I'm really looking forward to that.
That's exciting. That's like Christmas for you in a way.
It really is. And then I got for the kids, I got for the whole family, got a family gift I'm going to surprise them with. And it is we're going to do an escape room on this Wednesday. So, sweet. And it is called Billy Bonka. It is an escape room.
Sounds like a porno.
And it actually says under it, says it's like Billy Bonka something. And it says definitely not based on Willy Wonka. Like,
oh, geez.
but it's totally so. It's a brand new escape room at the place we usually go.
Nice.
Billy Bonka and the Burst Bubble.
That's definitely porn.
Yeah. So I love the escape rooms. I'm excited that for that one.
That one did was cool.
That was a really good one. Yeah. That was a hard one. That was hard.
It was hard. We made it out the very last second. They had to give us a clue or two, but it was fun.
Yeah. I remember leaning on you guys. I was like lost. I was like, I don't know, whatever the hell they're doing. Just whatever. That might have been the hardest one I've ever done, but it was fun. It was like all the different rooms going in between them.
Yeah, I like that.
That's cool.
Nice. Nice. We got my my son a regulation size soccer net. Santa did, but yeah, that's it's exciting, but he's gonna want to like set it up ASAP, and I gotta try to convince him. But that's a spring thing; we're not gonna do it yet. But we'll see how that goes.
you have kids that are at the age of Christmas morning is all about having to build things.
Mm-hmm.
When they're really little, remember you have to like take stuff out of the boxes, and there was like twisty ties and shit everywhere. There's toys that used to be like screwed in. You had to like unscrew.
Yep, I remember that. Yep.
Those things are done. I got my son. He got a MetaQuest 3, and ooh. I am not touching that thing. He can he can do it. Like it's so great.
Any software updates or anything? You're not even getting involved in.
It's all him. He knows it better than me anyway. He's got to migrate from his Meta. Like it's
You don't want to mess it up.
I know. That it's so good. It's like cool. I don't have to worry about it. Good. You're good to go.
He won't care. He'll be excited just to set it up even.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I freaking love it.
Sweet. So John, we wanted to do this little episode because Bob Cousy did something pretty amazing. We talked a little bit about it on last week's episode, and we gave you a little preview, I guess you did say, of it. But essentially, I don't know how he did this. He went back and listened to almost every episode this year and pulled random clips of me and you, you know, listening to this. Then we did a little sneak peek. We already listened to all this, obviously, but just shows our love for each other, John. And it obviously there was things that I don't even remember talking about, but I mean, they came out of our mouth, and there was some of them you can't tell sometimes if he manipulated the clips or if like if it was legit like a comment I had to you or vice versa after you said something, but.
I remember some of it, and some of it I don't remember saying that at all.
No.
Yeah. If there's any controversy, I'm just going to blame Cousy. I'm just saying, nope, I was manipulated.
Manipulated. 100% manipulated, but
absolutely.
But yeah, I think this is a great way to kind of end the year as we take a week or two off and prep for our next season, I guess you could call it. You know, we always call the new season when January starts, and I'm kind of excited to share it.
Yeah, season 5 is going to start January 7th. So that's when we'll be back with our next full show. And that is perfectly timed with the Super Bowl, of course.
Of course.
We tried to do last year and completely gunked it up. I have no idea why. But it was obviously silly. We're definitely not going to record that night. But yeah, and we're going to work through some changes and see what's going on. I don't know. I don't know what we might do differently, but you got to do something different, right? You got to freshen it up.
Sure.
I'm thinking new theme song.
I am too. Maybe yeah. I gotta go back to Family Jewels though and see what else he has, because I do like his music.
Got to be Family Jewels.
So yeah. We'll have to go see what other. I mean, as much as I love the theme song, I mean, we just played it for 52 straight weeks. It's time to just have some more fun with it. Yep. Who knows? We'll maybe see. Sadie will come back, John. I was just saying. I don't.
Maybe
she's expensive now.
But. Maybe. We could do some Taylor Swift music. Maybe I don't know. We can. I don't know. Yeah, but sometimes you just got to shake it up. One of my podcasts changed their theme song, and it's so bizarrely different than what they had before. And the guy literally said, we're going to have a new theme song on Monday. I don't need to talk about it. It's going to sound weird to you. After a while, you'll get used to it. And sure enough, he hasn't even mentioned that there's a new song there. That's just it. Bizarre, and eventually it'll sound normal, I guess.
Yeah. You know what it is, too, is doing when you put it, when you... I don't know what that podcast was, but when you put your music and stuff in post, it's hard. You kind of forget sometimes, like while you're actually recording an episode. I mean, you see it more than I do, obviously, because you do all the editing. But even for me, sometimes, like I'll listen back every once in a while just to make sure. I want to see how it sounds and how it, you know, like I told you the other day, do I need to raise my volume and whatnot? But yeah, sometimes you're in the moment and you kind of forget about the music and the sound clips.
I'm going to start hurling insults at you in the outro just to make sure.
Listen, there's no way I'm listening to myself talk every week for 2.5 hours. So
I can barely do it, Drew.
Exactly. But that's it. I mean, anything else you want to say? We're just ready to play this clip for you guys and enjoy it.
I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas or whatever other holidays you celebrate. Have a Happy New Year. And enjoy an hour of absolute mayhem and nonsense from us. Thanks again to Bob Cousy for putting it together. It's a total hoot.
It is a total hoot.
But I agree.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Have fun.
Later, dads.
Peace.
Welcome to season 4. That's right. It's time for another episode of the Dads After Dark Show. Take it away, boys.
John, happy fucking New Year. Season 4. Merry Christmas. What's going on?
2023 is fast approaching, so fast that we're in it.
If there ever was, 2023 is the year of Tron. I hate to say it, but it's the truth.
Oh my God.
This is about the hype train of Tron. And let's be honest, Tron sucks.
Michelle and I just romped.
Zablant, you know, shit himself. Or, you know, I gotta wipe his ass. Like, he needs my help.
Wow.
You know?
This is theoretical, right? I mean, I probably didn't.
I'm okay with that.
And then you're just sitting there and nothing happens and you talk to a baby and they go, wah. And you're like, okay.
Talkin' and Grammin' is my middle name and I never knew it. You know, Amy defines my gaming as like 3 games I play. Right?
Roguelike? Let me do it. Roguelikes?
Mm-hmm.
Shitty games. Don't you dare say no, because that's what it is. GameCube games.
That should be our goal, John. Our gaming goal is to play more with each other. Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about.
I get the most followers when I yell at people.
That's great.
Well, I don't like yell at people, but when people have bad opinions, I let them know. McLovin is not the main character of a movie. He's a side character.
We're encroaching upon spoiler territory.
I got hard last night thinking about it. I got an erection. I'm going to get it, strap that thing on, and go to town.
Good gravy. Well, that's the end of our show. We're going to leave. Drew, I should never have cheated on you.
These fucking guys always fucking PlayStation 4. Herpy. That was my Drew impression.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Dead on. This is a voodoo dick.
Monthly. Hey!
Your mom unlocked my balls last night.
That's nice. I mean, the balls are great.
Nice. I'm going to work on Drew. Don't worry about it.
You can work on me all you want.
I cried. So it was one of my hardest gaming cries. And I was sitting there just crying and crying like a baby.
By yourself.
By myself.
It's time for a Drew game. Woo! God. Everyone knows I like to play a shitty game every couple months. I like playing a $5 game. Sometimes I enjoy it and sometimes I don't. You can choose between like a warrior and an archer that has like a pet wolf, like a necromancer, and then this like badass like rock and roll guy with like an electric guitar. You're like this mutated rat looking big cowboy guy and you fight robots.
What did you pay?
I paid $20 for this game.
$20? You can buy a real game for $20.
I know. I paid $20 for this game.
So the game's fine, except for the gameplay, you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Sure. The most important part is not fun.
Okay.
Just wanted to get that across.
That's Heroes. A Drew game. That is what I think of a Drew
that
game.
That defines the Drew game. All about chess. I do know a lot about chess. Lord of the Rings Gollum. This is a stealth-like game. You play as Gollum. This was originally a 2022 game.
Hold on. Did you say a stealth-like? Like
stealth? Yeah, is that a game?
A stealth game, or did you mean roguelike?
I meant stealth.
What's a stealth-like?
I don't know. It's a category. It's, I don't know. Okay, right. It's a stealth right. game.
That's fair.
And John, the game that will finally make me buy a Luna.
What?
I have to wait. Avatar, it's Lord of the Rings. Frontiers of Pandora.
You're going to get a Luna because of an Avatar game?
Yeah,
I did not have that on my bingo card.
No, I'm dead serious. I will probably buy Luna.
I don't know. You get your money refunded in like 2026, probably.
Well, so. I'm thinking that Luna might not survive until this game comes out.
Fire Emblem Engage is my number one hypity hype game of the year. If that game has performance issues, I'm going to declare the Switch dead.
You know, I can't even call you a cheater anymore. I think you... like now cheat with Nintendo.
I know. Dude, I'm totally playing Monster Hunter Rise on Xbox in like 5 days.
You, of course, you have to go to fucking Monster Hunter.
Without a doubt, I never stand anymore unless I'm at a urinal because it's valuable checking my phone time.
And oh my God.
If I go to the bathroom to pee, I am sitting down and taking 10 seconds to check my email vagina? Or something like that.
I don't understand.
I just told you, Drew, I'm checking my phone.
You can't stand and pee and check on your phone at the same time? One-handed?
Can I say that standing while peeing is overrated when you were at home? Because you're just more likely to splash everywhere and have to clean up. If I'm at a public bathroom, I have no problem peeing in a urinal. At home, like, you got water splashing, little droplets on the seats, off on the floor, hitting magazines.
Who
like,
are you? You just disgust me.
I think, Drew, I'm in the majority on this one.
I don't think you are.
I bet I am.
No
it's
chance.
It's a gaming community that has Switches.
No, I don't know. I'm not for this. You stand up like a man and
we should do a poll. Let's take a poll to reveal how wrong you are.
Hey, I've got a joke. I may have a small wiener, but after I work a 12-hour shift, it smells like a foot.
That was a real knee slapper there, Coos.
Even though it takes place in a fantasy world, it's very easy to digest people being having their minds controlled by fungi.
You have to explode on your wife in front of them. After you didn't get what I'm saying there, John.
But like, I will be honest, Drew and Dylan, shut the fuck up because you know it's true. We got to play some Overcooked because I will fucking yell at Hambone and Coos.
That's right.
All night until they cry. Mm-hmm. Are we going? Are these real sports or can you say like bowling?
Sure, that's a sport. I mean, ask Hambone. Me and Coos beat him in bowling. I just want to make sure everyone remembers that.
Your nose is so far up Drew's ass right now.
It smells good though.
Yeah. So let's head over to Manscaped for a read by Jimmy Stewart.
Breaking news. Manscaped now sells beard products. That's right.
I mean, if you are a man that grows hair, it's simple. You gotta buy one. It's a must-have product.
I spent years never grooming down there. And then I did it with butcher scissors. I would just take the scissors and I just like hope I don't nick something. I love it.
John, if they were to come out with their next product of an asshole trimmer, what should they call it?
The Drew.
Let's say you lather your balls with some deodorant there. Like if someone then started to suck on your nut, like what's that taste for them? Like it's like someone licking your armpit after you put deodorant on it.
Drew and I do this show every 2 weeks. I have to make thumbnail images while my family sits inside crying that I am not interacting with them.
True story.
Yeah. My kids. My kids are inside right now crying on the floor because daddy won't play with them. And I told them I have a podcast to do because I have people that really like to listen to us, and they're crying on the floor. Mm. Sometimes I'll sit in my chair and I'll turn the fan on and I'll just like the room is dark.
Like you're getting ready to masturbate?
No, it's just like, it's, you know, nighttime. You just want to quiet down. You've had like a rough day and, you know, play with your Switch. And so like put my feet up and it's like, it's fresh and everything. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
And then masturbate.
Steal your wife's phone.
Great game. Chill game. I got it for chill.
Can we save that quote?
For chill.
I got it for chill.
Sometimes you need a chill game. Cambone got me turned on.
That's not a first.
Suck on it, Breath of the Wild. Sketchy Scarlet and Volatile Violet.
It's not that bad. You're so hard on people. John, I love you. You're tough. You're a tough critic. Like, if I owned a restaurant, I wouldn't want like you to walk through the doors.
I'm a Drew fan. I'm just a big Drew fan. What am I going to say?
Listen, up, down, left, right. What? Would you fuck the Tooth Fairy if you could? I mean, I need like Ant-Man's costume. I'll be waiting for that sucker under the tooth. I mean, under the pillow, in and out. By the way, you owe me $350.
I have some wimpy dudes that, and I have no way of like grinding them up.
So, like they're touching each other?
Oh, yeah.
The more the merrier.
I want them all lined up like a pack of ants heading for, you know, your snack. Okay.
I want to point out that every time Andy had to decide between John or Drew tonight, he picked Drew. I'm going to remember this, Andy, especially when we judge. You want to win Halloween Mayhem next year? No fucking way, buddy. You ain't winning next year, man.
He's winning.
Well, I think we know how Valentine's is going to go for you this year.
Uneventful, but it sounds like you're gonna have an exotic day of candy underwear, pizza, and blonking.
Yeah, exactly.
Hockey season is actually almost over, believe it or not.
Wow. When's your retirement party?
Oh, I have my last game next weekend, but there's been a little bit of drama with the assigner. You never know.
Oh, you're going to stay? Are you kidding me? I wish people understood how much you bitch about it.
It's nice, though. I just got a check today.
You're not retiring. I mean, like, from the sound of it, it's not happening.
Well, John, I am officially a retard.
Retard? We just offended half our fan base, but it's Borat joke.
Borat. I am officially retired as a hockey referee, John. DeFusco, you get paid too much to suck.
All right. I'll send you pictures of Drew's mom if you want. Whatever it takes.
You pictures of my balls.
I mean, you don't even need the eShop money after that. Like, I mean, it's just insta-win. I grab the Switch out of my dock and I go to the bathroom and I'm just sort of watching it.
Don't tell me you peed sitting down.
I was peeing sitting down. Well, that's why you pee sitting down. Oh. So you can watch the credits of Bayonetta 3.
Did you at least fart a couple times? Make sure you had the pooper.
DeLeon. Drew, I've got a fun fact for you.
Let's hear it.
This is more of a trivia question.
Well, I suck at trivia, so.
There is only one Nintendo character with a visible vagina in-game. Not Mushroom Kingdom World. Sorry, not Peach. But you see your Peach. It is the Empress Bulblax, who gives birth to Bulborbs. This trivia is brought to you by Dylan. I told him I would say this in the show. And I said, is it its vagina? And he goes, well, where do you think babies come from? I was like, you're right. Quite surprisingly, really. I didn't even think we would even mention Pikmin 4.
I'm not even sure what you're talking about still, to be honest. I want to know, just by looking at a guy in the eyes, do I have that motherfucker?
I did not love the game. And sometimes, Drew, I even think about replaying the game. Like, maybe I just missed something.
You've said a lot of stuff in your life. That's the dumbest.
I agree. The shit cherry on top of the shit ice cream is, you get nothing now.
What the fuck did we watch?
No one's really talking about this, but this is from Don't Nod. What do we say, Drew? Don't Nod, Don't Miss.
Sure. I mean, I don't think we say that. I don't
know. Do you know what game Don't Nod made? Have you figured this out yet, Drew? Camilla is the hottest Fire Emblem character there ever was. She's the long purple hair with the huge boobs.
Huge.
She's fantastic. She's got a nice soft speaking voice.
I love just nuts in my mouth. I mean, like just snacking on nuts, like salty nuts and a beer. That's what I want.
Give the man some nuts. Would somebody out there give the man some
salty nuts and a beer?
It gets complicated. Wow. Drew, it gets complicated as they get older. You think it gets easier. In some ways it does.
Masturbation, shaving.
Dude.
Porn.
I don't want to get anywhere near my son's room. Now, what do you want for your birthday? And he wants this custom controller. $290. Parenting is hard, man. There's tough decisions. And, you know, when you have to buy something that you know is not worth it. But sometimes you have to do these things, and it sucks.
Disney Infinity is back in the house, John. Well, John, Let me fucking tell you a thing or two about Disney Infinity. You need Disney 2.0 and 3.0. And what does Drew not have? Disney Infinity 2.0 or 3.0, John. What's the word for Cruz?
A piece of shit. Oh, no, wait. Great.
Great. He's a great man. I think he probably had to put the controller down and rotate a shit.
I hope he wins. Window. I started Hogwarts Legacy today. I got to say this. I hate to say this.
Oh, boy.
I really hate to say this, Drew, but I can't find anything wrong with this game.
Wow.
Not one thing. I am thoroughly impressed. So I expect to play this game 4 times, but we'll see if once I get through the first one. I'm going to be playing this game for a long time. I can't say one thing that I don't like about the game. Everything is brilliantly done.
Pokemon. A year ago, I didn't give a fuck about Pokemon. And now I'm so balls deep, my tip is hurting. I figured that out. No thanks to any of the listeners. So fuck you guys.
Clearly, Andy's really into himself. We know this. He stares at the mirror all day. You know, that's shit. But that's Andy, man. That's why we love him. Would you ever get like a Nintendo logo tattooed? I see you with like a Little Mac when he's got his hands in the air.
I would do a Little Mac somewhere.
On your like forehead.
I think I'd do a Little Mac like on my inner thigh. Punching like my dick, like it'd be like in the punch form, or like uppercutting.
You ever feel bad? Like you're sitting there, you're eating this like 1,000-calorie shake, and your kid's sweating their balls off, and you're like, "You're doing great, Timmy. Keep it up, Dad." And then they're like, "Dad, you got any shake for me?" You're like, "No, that was the last one." But how's your water tasting? Right, like real asshole parenting.
Trying to track down Cool Mom. If anybody knows Cool Mom.
Cool Mom.
No, it's not Drew's mom. Drew's mom is Hot Mom. But Cool Mom, right. We're still looking for you.
Kirby, right? So what's the whole point of Kirby? Sucking.
It'll be coming out of my mouth and I can feel it. And I have the opportunity to stop it. But then I'm like, nah, we're going to keep going. Right? Just to see what happens.
Why are they saying futs and shits and asses? Are they blowing their load too much? Are they going to try to jam too much in?
And they're going to be like, I dare you to cry in front of your children.
My point is that when that happens in a Lego game, it froze. What does he do? He restarts. Whether, you know, for us, it'd be a pain in the butt. But from a six-year-old, he doesn't care. And he boots it back up and he just starts back over again. So,
but that's for agree. Evan.
It's
I don't buy Lego games anymore. So like for every Evan, there is a me who used to buy Lego Star Wars and whatever. And now doesn't.
I don't think there's a you for every Evan. I think there's 4 Evans or 5 Evans for every year.
Quite possibly. I always make fun of theater nerds. I find them just repulsive. Man, yep. Theater nerds. The only thing worse than theater nerds are music nerds. People are like, oh, why don't you come over to my house? We'll jam. You know, I can't stand it. I can't do it. No. Where's that tequila?
John, when I tell you I picked up over 100 shits, I am not kidding. Yeah. So I picked up a lot of dog shit. I did that. That was a highlight. I found that there's something shitting on my dog's shit.
What? Right?
Should I do that? Like, if my kids or wife takes a shit, should I be like, whoa, don't flush that. I'm going to take a shit on that.
Maybe shit on their shit to establish more dominance.
Wow, this person's either fucked up or did somebody shit on a shit?
Gauntlet question. Okay. You get one question.
Okay.
Have you ever shit in a public bathroom and just left it on display?
100%.
Be honest.
If I'm proud of that, I let it linger. And to be honest, I should be turned off here, but I'm fucking into this.
What a blast. You will pee your pants. It's so much fun. Oh, it's sad to say goodbye to the 3DS and Wii U, but here we go. Not like we've talked about it much on this show ever. A diverse group of white men, some bald, some with beards.
You call it frat party. I call it team bonding exercises.
Yeah, but it was a drunken escape room.
The weather's getting nice. We need to do something. We gotta get creative.
Get a picture of yourself in a bikini on a beach.
That's pretty easy for me, actually.
You gotta go full Borat. I got the greatest update in the world, Drew.
Oh, God.
I finished Nintendo Switch Sports. I also started playing Nintendo Switch Sports again today. Drew. Here's the thing.
I'm done.
What about if you know when you take your clothes off in Breath of the Wild and you have like a spandex underwear or whatever. There's like one part of the game where you do have to take your clothes off and whatever. You can run faster with it. What if there's no spandex underwear? What happens if you take your clothes off in Tears of the Kingdom and you're just fucking nude? Like Manscaped, all that.
Just at a big slon flopping around when you're running.
Like he's like 10 inches long.
He must be.
And it ties into why his name is Link. I hate you, Kuz.
Wow. I love you, Kuz.
There's a lot coming out, man.
There is a lot. This is going to be a busy time of year. And it's not good because it's like outside time.
It is, but there's always time to play Switch. So I have like a little service announcement. I'm the elder of us two, right, Drew?
Quite elder.
And, you know, when you get a little bit older, you have to start thinking about your first colonoscopy.
Oh.
And it's not a good time. So the age used to be 50, right? You get your first colonoscopy.
I thought it was 40.
50. No, 50. So you're set, man.
Oh, whew.
But I think like the last year or two, they changed the age to 45 as they recommended. So, yeah, I have a Cologuard box. At so do you know what this is?
Home colon cancer screening test.
Yeah. They send you this big box. It's fairly big. I have it right here.
Wait, you got it? This is amazing. All right. Just spread the cheats right on right here. You can do it right sit up in that chair.
Okay. See this bucket?
Wow.
You have to shit in this bucket.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Like there's a...
This is incredible. What happens if you have like a big shit?
Oh my God, we should contact Cologuard and see if they'd sponsor our podcast.
That'd be, I might as well start now. So when it's time, I'd get one for free.
What I'm scared about is where do you target that thing? I don't know how to target it. So we'll see.
Still have a lot of questions here. Colonoscopy, why are you shitting? I thought it was just a matter of someone putting your finger up your bum.
No. So a colonoscopy is a medical procedure. They knock you out or whatever. Maybe sometimes they don't knock you out.
Do they?
I would go for the knocked out version.
Of course.
I mean, just don't even, you don't even remember.
Might as well clip my balls while I'm knocked out too. Just get it all done at once.
Same guy will do it for you.
So you have to shit in a bucket every 3 years now.
Yeah, but this is a shit in a bucket. You call UPS, they pick it up.
Stop.
Yes.
Stop. You ship your shit?
Yes. You put it in a bucket. Okay, so there's a solution. There's this big jar of preservative liquid.
That's better and better.
You dump it in, and then you have to use this wand, and you have to scrape the stool, and then you have to put it. It's almost like doing a COVID test, except it's not your nose. It's your shit.
Who knew that shit is being shipped across the country every day?
I know.
I certainly did not. I thought that'd be like a felony.
Bring it into a UPS store. I'm holding my shit here. Here, would you like to hold my shit?
That's incredible.
And I assume they're going to be more mature than we are.
I mean, I'd be afraid if you leave it on your stoop, right? You know, I've talked about stories about my dog that shits on other shit. Mm-hmm. Like, what if there's like an animal that comes and it shits on your box because it's like marking its territory? It smells
Again,
it.
That's UPS's problem.
I mean, I'm excited. My mind's blown. I guess it's not as exciting as I thought about you filming it because you're literally, it would just be me filming you take a shit.
I mean, it's fine. You can do it. If this comes back negative, I don't have to think about it for 3 years, and I'll feel like I did my job.
Did your diligence.
Did my duty.
Yeah. Did your duty.
Did my duty. So we'll see.
Wow.
You know, if we're still doing this podcast in 9 years, you're going to have a Cologuard story, and it's going to be fantastic.
I can't wait. I'm going to film
it. What a back reference.
What a back reference. Back an episode.
Wait. But if I do three in a row, then you and I can do our Cologuards at the same time in nine years.
We definitely have to plan that.
Yes.
And then we open up the results live, and if one of us is ever negative, that would be awkward. I mean, positive.
Nice. Dude, you have a natural goatee. Are you kidding me?
Natural. It's nice. Should I leave it?
That's bizarro.
Maybe the flavor saver? Keep that?
Do you know when you get the ball check? It's not very comfortable.
Sure it is.
I mean, listen, you're all shriveled up in a doctor's office.
When I go there, I ask for the ball check. I'm going to say, I say, hey, doc, I'm here. Just check my balls. Like, why not?
We don't need to check it. Check my balls.
Check my fucking balls. You will check them.
We've had so many situations where we nearly met.
I know, John.
It's kind of nutty.
We didn't hug?
So... Oh, we're good. We're going to do the hug thing.
You're going to grab my ass a little bit? I'll grab yours?
No.
Okay.
No, but Hambone Johnny.
Woo.
Yep.
John, you didn't get an arm sleeve at GameStop?
I have no idea. I didn't get any.
So the arm sleeve is legit like a nylon arm sleeve that goes from your wrist to like almost your shoulder, but it's like the ultra hand. It's kind of cool. I don't know when I'd wear it, but hell, I wore it yesterday when I played Tears of the Kingdom.
True. Did you masturbate with it?
Not yet, but I plan on it. Let's just stay on that topic then. How long do you think it takes Link to relieve himself by jacking off with his new bionic arm?
Wait. Did you just say arm?
Arm.
It was
his arm.
We need a translator.
No, I got that.
Remember the original Breath? I mean, of course you remember the original Breath of the Wild trailer. It's like still the best.
I know you get boners from it. Fun fact, John reached out to Colin Tard today or yesterday to be a sponsor of the show. not even making that up. I wish I was.
Colin's That's crossed.
I feel like if your ass was here, I'd just throw my ass up against yours.
I'm kind of hoping they answer and be like, you know what? That's a great idea. How much money do you want? Honestly, I don't need any money. Just give us the go ahead and we'll just do it.
If you're going to say I suck, just tell me why I suck. Maybe it's something I'm like, you know what? Shit, I do suck at that. Let me improve. Maybe my joke was too long today. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. If that was why I sucked, then tell me. But to just say you guys suck without telling me why is hurtful and downright just wrong.
It's hurtful because I don't want people to think like I was the reason I got the one star. Clearly it was Drew. And so I feel like they should say that. Be specific.
Right. I mean, have you come to a place that said, welcome to the dungeon? Because we know
welcome to the dungeon, baby. You're going to die. It's got to be salsa, but salsa? not every salsa, right? Everyone's got a particular salsa.
Salsa. Salsa.
Yeah. What did I say?
Salsa? Like salsa water?
Like salsa was this?
You sound like me over there.
Salsa.
Salsa.
These last 3 days, I've been like trying to go find Sundelian. And
you fucked it up.
What the hell did you even say, John?
Sundelian. It's not.
Sundelian?
Listen.
I think it's better. DeLeon. I think it sounds
Sundelia.
Better.
DeLeon.
DeLeon. DeLeon. Is 10 times better than Dillion.
I have to say.
DeLeon.
DeLeon.
Wait, you said it's 10 times better than Dillion, but it's Dillon. So you still got it wrong.
I say it's 5 times better than Dillon, but definitely 10 times better than Dillion.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's French. French. So let me rewind here. So Hambone is here. Yes, he's staying the night here in the DeFusco estate.
You guys look like you're having a blast.
I have seen the plushie closet. I've seen the pool. I've touched the pool. I've pet the Goomba.
We got asked. Did Goomba live up to your expectations?
Very much so. Goomba was the best dog I've ever met in my entire life.
Wow.
He played with me in the backyard. We were chasing around each other. He really honestly just had to pee a little bit, but that's fine.
You helped him pee.
I just had to shake it out a little bit for that's him. It's totally fine. He's great. It's like the best dog.
Everybody, 1-2 Switch is coming out June 30th, and it looks amazing. We haven't actually seen any footage of it.
Hold on. Does it look amazing, John? Are you going to play this? Are you buying this?
We don't know anything about this game. Let's not.
John Chambara for 4,000 hours. Do you think he's going to get this? Fair I say point. Yes.
I think I'm absolutely getting this.
Let's rewind for a second. Hambone, how many days have passed since John has booted up Wii Sports?
I'm going to say 16 days.
Oh, I'm going under.
You're going under.
I'm going like I'm giving 4.
Him, only because of Tears of the Kingdom. I think he's been focused
I know, John.
I think he's chambarred once or twice.
John? It has been 7 years since I played Wii Sports. You mean Switch Sports?
What did I say?
I don't know. The sports game. But he's really an asshole.
He knew what I meant.
I also started playing Splatoon 3 again.
No, you haven't. That's a lie. Let's change the pace. What size bra do you think Zelda wears?
I don't think she wears one.
Here's my thought. I think she's a C cup, but she wears a sports bra. So it's like a little bit more compressed.
Really? No, I'm going like a 34B.
I think that's a fair.
We're trying to avoid a T rating.
What's your thought, John?
I think it's a B. I'm not going to give a number because I don't know the numbers.
That's a really good topic. I mean, we could probably talk for an hour on this topic.
Let's do 3 minutes.
We're still watching Amaranth now. She's on a treadmill. Can we put some of our funds to her OnlyFans page? I just think that's we owe it to the listeners. I just want to see you naked. So overall, you prefer the large deck versus the small deck.
If I had the option, small deck, large deck, I'm going large deck every time.
I don't think I have a very big deck because I like to mow in a circle and it's so much better. So it's so
mow
much better.
Mow in a circle?
Yeah.
You guys pictures next time? Hold yeah, on. Mow in a circle?
You can't just pass over
yeah, hold
that.
On. I want to mow in a circle.
There is no way, like if the next game is like, you know, Mario Planets, it is not going to be Switch 2 exclusive.
I mean, Mario Planets. You heard it here first,
Mario
folks.
Planets. The Hyrule Hangover is here, and I think this is going to be the last time we're going to talk about this game on this show until DLC hits. This is already my favorite game of all time.
Wow.
It was the fastest seller on a Nintendo console. It was huge. It was amazing. And I'm going to go Wormer Hunt, and I'm Drew.
I mean, it looks terrible. I'm not going to lie. But if there's boobs in it, I'm all in.
I know. Yeah, probably. The game looks like something from 2003. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you get too stuck in your ways with graphics and whatnot. I'm just here for the fun. Do you like to powder down there? Have I asked you this before?
At least 20 times, yeah. No, I still don't powder.
Big fan of powder. Big fan.
I got a question for John. Why are you always sneaking a look at my rack when I'm talking to you? Ha ha ha! You bloody pervert.
Woo! Welcome to the Luna Lounge, John.
Drew, you have spent literal years calling me a cheater, and here you are on the Luna playing. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Well, you see, it's not a console, right? It's a streaming service. It's like having a married relationship and then having a side piece on the internet. It's really artificial. It's not really official until you meet them and bring them to your home and then have intercourse. So the way I look at it is, I just have an online relationship.
That's like saying, I'm not cheating on you if it's a person, but if it's a hooker, I'm not cheating on you.
Yeah, strip club.
It's a fine. Paid,
I went to the strip club. I didn't bring the stripper home.
But if it's a hooker, it's a service. It's a streaming service.
But you can always look at the menu as long as you don't order. I'm not sure that is relevant here, but
like if I wrote this song and like suddenly it was like Life is Strange and you're like, why is Life is Strange? And it's because John wrote it, you know?
That's
it's like
why?
He can do whatever the fuck he wants. Jesse,
I agree.
Jesse talking about Super Mario Brothers Wonder, saying he likes to know what to expect in a game and the Wonder area seems like it'll have too many surprises. Jesse, come on. Where is your wonder, Jesse? I am fascinated with where Silksong is. Everybody, 1-2 Switch is this Friday. Clearly the biggest game of the second half. It kicks off the second half. The most amazing game we're ever going to see.
A double corkscrew, which is upside down corkscrew. All right. Double. I don't know if you've ever seen like a double corkscrew. Like it's just like, feels like you're on it forever.
Your mom's seen a double corkscrew.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you about that. I'm scared. Thons should just not be allowed. Let me rephrase that. In places like Six Flags Water Park, there's no one in that park wearing a thong that you want to see wearing a thong.
Occasionally. Yeah, I know what you mean. I look up, and there's a girl, and she's wearing like a white like bikini. Not a thong, but like a bikini. And she is leaned over, raring to go, and like her butt, I mean, like is just in the air.
In your face.
Like how you can imagine it looks like in porn. Like her butt is in the air. She is ready to go. And I like see, and I'm like, my eyes are locked, and I'm like, look away.
No.
I am telling you, I was ready to go down the tube. I think every guy up there was staring. It's something you don't usually see.
Did you give like Sebastian the elbow and like,
no, he was already gone. He was already down the tunnel.
Have you had those moments yet with having teenage boys? Like, hey, what about her? You know?
No.
So let me ask you, John, not that I really give a shit about your answer, but 25 minutes in, do you think people enjoy this conversation?
I think they want to hear a big announcement.
I think they want to hear a big announcement. I like that. Well, John, what's this big announcement?
Oh, the Mets just won. That's our big announcement. The Mets have won a game, everybody.
I can guarantee you, out of all the listeners, nobody gives two shits that the Mets just won.
I barely give a shit at this point. We have been doing shows for 4 years, I think, about, and we've never met. We've had some close calls. We've never met. We're going to meet.
We're going to meet.
Not just us. August 18th, 19th, and 20th.
3-day weekend, baby.
Drew, John, Hambone, and the Coos are having a little 3-day weekend here in Denver, Colorado. That's right. Hambone and Drew coming out, flying together. Ooh. How adorable is that?
And just get a little BJ in a parking lot and just be on our way.
We'll see. We'll talk BJs later. We got to do that off air. We don't want to record. And you know, if you're enjoying it, just beat it until you climax and you're fine.
Disney Speedstorm, John.
My goodness.
Remember like 2 months ago when you were like, can't wait for you to just stop playing it and fall off as I do with every other game. Well, fuck you, John. I'm still here and I'm still playing it.
That's why I said it, to force you to play it endlessly.
It's crazy. Sports Story 2.
I wonder if they fixed it. I want to look at the patch notes and see.
You never played it? No, you played it. Who played it?
Well, it's Sports Story, yeah.
Did you play it?
What do you mean, did I play it? I played it and gave it the most scathing review before you even touched it. And then you played it because you thought I was lying. And then you hated it. Theater Rhythm Final Bar Line. This game
got... You thought I was going to know that?
I don't know. I mean, you're a paid podcaster. You should know these.
Paid?
Man, I can't wait till it's cold weather and we got Mario Wonder and the holidays.
Hockey season. Well, that's another story for another
day. Yeah, we know.
So we had a new boss and I had to make a decision by this past Friday. It's up in the air still. Let's say I'm not officially retired.
I've told you you're not going to retire.
We'll see.
We'll see. A long time ago, I had her make me a casing for my chessboard. And I said I wanted a snake on it. I wanted it to be a ferocious snake, you know? Because you play people in person. You want to take your chessboard out of the snake and be like, holy shit, this dude is hard. And she made the cutest freaking snake. And it was like, here's my snake. Yes.
I think she would crochet me like a penis sock.
She's not. I mean, take her like 2 minutes. It probably doesn't need to be very big.
So there's a market for it.
First of all, I'm a munchkin man.
I haven't really even yawned until now, though. That's why. Usually I'll yawn early to get things going.
It's like a dick where you have a ton of pubic hair. You don't realize how long it is until you really get in there. You know when girls do a sleepover and they do their hair? We should manscape each other. Two girls at the same time. I can't wait to meet you.
We're going to hug.
We're going to hug and we're going to take pictures. We're going to go down on each other. I mean, it's going to be great.
When we hug, our dicks will probably be touching. They'll be like just like two thins of like articles of clothing between our penises.
It really is.
Think of that.
I never thought about it. You know, when you hug a lady, there's always like women always like hug and they lean, you know, because they don't want to just smash their boobs in your chest, right?
Yeah. When guys hug, do we?
I mean, we don't really smash our genitals towards each other, but
I might try.
I wonder if I've ever like gotten some through that.
Now, next time you hug, you're going to think about it.
I'm going to be thinking about it.
Do our penises touch?
It'll be good. It's going to be good. There's going to be so many balls in that room.
I just want to put my face in the balls and pull them out of my mouth.
No. I thought Noah was the hottest chick until I realized it was a guy. You guys went into Drew is mad. Now it's my turn to get mad.
You motherfuckers
come into our fucking channel and you take a shit on Dunkin' Donuts in front of me?
In front of New Englanders?
In front of New Yorkers? Are you kidding me?
I get my fucking Dunkin'.
And I come into the group and I go, Red Dead. And this is literally the first response. Bob Cousy writes, nobody cares. That and the Arkham games are 87 years old. Switch has officially jumped the shark. It's Luna time. And then Drew writes, this is the most accurate statement I've heard in years. Who pissed in your Wheaties, man? You don't even care about it.
And I have a few things to say. One, tell me why the fuck I should care about a game that's going to cost me $50 that came out in May of 2010. And why people think it's okay, right? Let me give you an analogy here. You know what came out in May of 2010, John?
Your mom.
The last season of Lost, right? So hold on a second here. If I were to announce tomorrow that the last season of Lost is going to come re-released in HD, coming to Netflix, who the fuck is going to care? Nobody's going to care. And that's my point. Us as a video game society needs to stop giving a flying fuck about games that are being remade from 15 years ago. I don't care. But you know what it is? We allow it to happen. And I am fed up with this garbage. No more. The floor is yours, John.
I've been a dork my whole life, right? Remember when things this way. Remember when we were kids? You see it like you can take any girl, hot girl, whatever. And you put their hair in a ponytail and you give them a thick rim glasses and they're instantly hot, right? It just works. So when Drew does the intro for the show, it's hilarious. He counts on his fingers to himself. He's like 3, 2, 1. And then he's like, ah, look at me, you know, like that sort of thing. And nobody ever sees that. Only I get to see that.
It's for your eyes only, John.
Vampire Survivors comes to the Nintendo Switch along with, I think these are DLCs, Legacy of the Moonspell, Tides of the Foscari. It's a four-player mode.
You say that again for me?
Tides of the Foscari. This game has so much shit to do. It's absurd. There's dungeons and that's it.
Charles Martinet, but I want to be blunt and clear up front. Talented guy, right? When you think about, again, the voices of Mario and these other Mushroom Kingdom characters, I mean, yes, he brought these characters to life. Forever going forward, when people try to, you know, reenact Mario's voice, it's going to be in the voice that Charles created. Mm-hmm. Right. So I want to be perfectly clear when I say that. Like, he created this voice of this one of the most iconic characters in the world that's going to stay with that character forever. But we're talking about characters that barely put sentences together, that have probably less than like 5 minutes of dialogue in entire games. It's sad to see him go, but I don't think this is as big of a deal as people are making it seem going forward for the future of Mario. Sorry to see him go. Love the guy. I mean, it was his time, right? He's an older guy. He's wanting, you know, looking for maybe retirement, whatever it is. I mean, don't get me wrong. Could he have gone to maybe 75? Sure. By the way, rest in peace, Barb Barkley. But the same shit, right?
Who do you want to be in the next Mario game you play?
Hey, greetings. It's me, Mario. Me and my brother Luigi, we're going to go down the pipe, you know. We're going to stomp on some Goombas.
We're Cheech and Chong, really.
The princess, maybe her friend, the Daisy, the Rosalina. You know, we're going to have a cool time. Yeah, we're going to get some super mushrooms going, too, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, yes. The Mario Brothers, we're going to go to Smash Brothers. You know what I'm saying? Ha ha ha. All right, let's go.
The thing I learned about Drew the most on this trip was, as addicted to golf as you think Drew is, he's 10 times worse. He actually has a problem. No, on the show, it's like, oh, he just loves that golf. He was, before the stream on Saturday morning, he was playing Golden Tee in the arcade room. And then he's playing some other Hot Shots golf on the system. It was like golf. Whoa. And then we played Mario Golf on the stream. And then Hambone and Drew played two more games of Mario Golf on the stream.
But you forgot to tell you, I also was yelling at Kevin to make sure the PGA Tour Golf was on the side TV the entire
PGA
weekend.
PGA Tour Golf. Just some like low-level tournament. It was like the
playoffs.
The Kmart.
Stop it.
Oklahoma Open or something like that. Just like so much golf. Then like after I left, they played Top Golf.
We did with the Top Golf.
It is golf, golf, golf. Then he's talking about, it was yesterday, I got this golf game on my phone. He got a new golf game.
Yeah, Hambo got me into that. But the true hero, though, was probably Sophie. What a champ. The dog Sophie just lived her best life that weekend.
She's just like, she just knows how Kevin is. She's like, this is normal.
Yeah, this is normal. Hockey season is upon us, as one may know. And the last time we really talked about this, I was retired from officiating the sport of ice hockey. And I told you I was hanging up the skates that I was done, right?
Oh,
and you didn't believe me. And I said, no, I'm staying to it.
Not only did I not believe you, I advocated for you to stop.
You did. So the final verdict is in. I had to make the final decision. And the decision was made. And John, I am happier or unhappy to say, I am officially not retired.
My God.
John, if your wife said to you today, hey, honey, I really want to go see the Barbie movie. Will you come with me to go see the movie? Now, deep down, you may not want to go, but you go.
I would totally want to go.
Bad example. You get my point.
All right. All right.
Let's just say you don't want to go, but you go to the movies and you go and you support her because you know by doing that thing, there may be a prize at the end of the night. And that prize in this case would be sets. Fuck you, Bob Bottomley. God rest his soul. He's also dead. Like, when do we see a new Mario brother, lost brother or cousin or something like, you know what I'm saying? Let's just bring another, you know, Mario Luigi guy into the mix. That's like a good guy.
Like Vito. We need a Vito.
Yeah, exactly.
I want a PS4 Switch. That's all I want. Cedric, why don't you buy the DLC for your dad?
John, You're not going to like my answer here. Sometimes you just got to please the wife and just get her fucking Hawaiian pizza. That's it. There's no debate. There's no questioning. Yes, honey, I'll order you your own pizza. That's just what you got to do sometimes. And this is the case. If it's 12, 15 bucks, you just got to do it. I personally like Hawaiian pizza, but that's not even the point.
That's not the point.
The point is, you just got to make her happy sometimes. And Drew, maybe, just maybe, John, at the end of the day, there'll be a prize.
Why can't we just get a pepperoni pizza? You like pepperoni too.
Because she doesn't want pepperoni every time. She wants to change up the change it up. You know what I did today? I ordered a large square pizza that was half cheese and half barbecue. Maybe that's what you should do next time.
I think if you like pineapple on pizza, then you should be able to get your pineapple on pizza. Clearly enough,
you don't believe like that because you won't fucking buy Michelle one.
Well, if I was going to go grab some pizza for myself, maybe some night the family was away and I was going to play some Mario and I was going to order pizza and whatever, go whole hog, I would never get pineapple.
Now, see, if I were to do what you just said, pineapple would be out on my pizza 9 out of 10 times.
yeah.
Just got to order it for her. That's what she wants. You're just going to have to suck it up. But do the half and half.
I think what you said is kind of the solution, even though getting the slices and maybe you pay extra because you're doing a half and half. But that's still going to be cheaper than buying a whole fucking pineapple pizza.
Mm.
That's going to end. All right. You saved my marriage, Drew.
I'm sorry. I'm here to help. I'm here to help.
Yeah. But we're here with Rizzle29, a.k.a. Brian. And Drew, we got a little something for him.
As you know, tradition on this show when we have guests, there's only one thing that we need to start the show off, and that is the gauntlet.
Oh, boy.
The gauntlet.
Okay. Number one, fuck, marry, kill, burn, Jim Kelly, Josh Allen, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I guess let's kill OJ.
Okay, that was a test. If you didn't go with that, we were probably going to end the show immediately. Who is the one video game character you could see yourself getting hammered with?
Yeah.
Probably Waluigi. He seems just like a crazy bastard. I think that's what I'd go with.
Like, I'm thinking if I get hammered with, like, Daisy, I can maybe get a blowjob in the bathroom. But I mean, I think the right answer would be like Bowser. Just like, imagine him just stumbling out of the bar, the shit you do in the side alley as you're just walking back to wherever the hell you're going. Dare to go run into the side of that car. Like, he would just do it, you know?
I'd go with Bayonetta. I think she'd be fun.
What do you think she'd drink?
Liquid, just like liquid heat sort of alcohol from the depths of hell or something like that, little, right?
With blood, with like some vodka in it.
My game of the year is already decided. Obviously, it's Sports Story. First game that I played this year is it's all been downhill since Sports Story.
My balls are so smooth that I have less friction against my thighs when I go for a jog. My grundle and ass has never been so thin and hair free that I no longer get dingleberries. And my dit sideburns are so smooth that I get more penetration during sets.
I died again. That's hilarious. If you don't like Mario, Dylan, if you don't like Mario or Zelda, what are you doing here, pal? Dylan, I find it shocking. If none of your friends are interested in Mario or Zelda, Dylan, I romance three people in the game. I sent you pictures. You can only romance one at a time. So if you're playing this game, after you romance, you know, you can go for second encounters. But I would suggest break up with the person so that you can start working on somebody else. Unless you just want to have a monogamous relationship. But what's the fun in that? I will probably play this game through 3 or 4 or 5 times when it's all said and done. I would say if it wasn't for Tears of the Kingdom, it would be the easy game of the year. Spider-Man 2 was incredible. Absolutely fantastic. If you played Spider-Man or Miles Morales, for the most part, it's like it's just more of that. It's a little buggier than you'd want it to be. But it's not. It's been okay.
Yes.
I have a 90-second review of Skull Island Rise of Kong. This game is really bad.
I don't watch Twitch very often, John, but I enjoyed watching this. I don't know if it was the enjoyment of watching you struggle or if it was just the enjoyment of, I don't know what it was, but I enjoyed it. I'm watching this chick, by the way, on Twitch, paint her boobs with body paint to the Charlie Brown Green Pumpkin. It's incredible. And their big boobies are just pumpkins.
PG in the 80s was like fucking R now.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Murray is a freaking creeper. There's like a scene where a ghost goes down on Dan Aykroyd.
All of these hot girls in the woods, and they're werewolves, like ripping their shirts off.
Yeah.
Some of them are ripping their bras off. Their tits are hanging out. They're grabbing them. Like, they're killing this guy. It's just like good rock music. It's just epic scene.
You would watch 2 weeks of Lifetime movies?
Hey, make it Christmas time. There's some good like Hallmark classics out there. Remember those popcorn balls? They weren't even that good.
Yeah.
But it was just like they had that little, like they used like the caramel glue to kind of hold them together. And it was just, you never ate them any other time of the year. So 364 days would go by and you're like, man, I wish I had a popcorn ball right now.
It's really hard to beat it after you beat it. I mean, you just need some time.
But it
to recover and you know whatever. But after about an hour, I think you can go back and beat it again.
I beat it again within probably like maybe 30 minutes. I beat it. I beat it a lot. It took me 30 minutes, but I beat it.
Well, you're younger than me.
This is by far the worst thing that Mario has ever done in the history of Mario. The fucking invisible badge can literally eat the shit coming out of my anus.
I got a spooky tree with some pumpkins.
That's what she said. By the way, there's this chick on the stream with the biggest tits I've ever seen, just chowing down on a cheeseburger playing Slay of the Spire. It's literally gross. And she's just like dropping ketchup on them.
But the number one thing for me, it's always is so pleasurable. I jizz in my pants.
Can I take this one? Because when I think Sweet Canoe, what I would envision is like you and your wife having sex in a hot tub, take your wiener, which would be the canoe, and you slide it between her tits in the hot tub, like half in the water, half not in the water. Like if I'd said I sweet canoed my wife last night, that's what I think would be happening.
I feel like it would be anal while Diana Fox was playing.
I'd take that as well. Just imagine if you were a girl with tits. It'd just be like.
I would love to like feel that sort of feeling. Like
I'm sure somebody's into that.
True. Yeah. And then, but one of the developers was an Italian woman and she just starts speaking Italian. And I was like, I will buy your game. You've convinced me with your Italian accent. So that was effective.
What's
speaking
next?
Of random, Max Power asks, who would win a fight in 6 feet of water? A 12-foot tall polar bear or a 10-foot long great white shark?
I feel like 10 feet isn't that big of a shark, is it?
I mean, for me, it would be.
For you, it would be. What
if I was fighting it?
Average size of a great white, 15 to 16 feet.
Oh, so this is a little great white shark.
Polar bear.
How tall is a polar bear standing up? 12 feet. So this is a larger than normal polar bear versus a smaller than normal great white shark. If I had to face a great white shark in front of me, biting me, I think that would be a freaking terrifying experience beyond belief. I think a 12-foot polar bear wins.
But how? Wait, what's the game plan of a polar bear? But seriously, like the shark's gonna bite the polar bear. Like that's its go-to move. What's the move of the polar bear? I'm going with the shark here. I think the shark has better movability.
All right, I got polar bear. Drew has shark. Like I don't want to yuck on anybody's yum because you're a Patriot fan. You're a fucking cheater. Did I talk about Persona 5? I'm not going to talk about it. I was really hyped for this. I paid $60. I had to finish it. I did. Finished it. And I sold it on eBay.
When you were a young teen, was dry humping a thing for you? I mean, I could pretty good memory of dry humping.
Dry humping like what? The dog? You know what goes through my head? And again, I hope he's not listening right now.
He is.
Like, how fucking crazy is Coos? Like, what is he doing listening to us? What is going on here? I'm worried for him.
Listen,
like,
I love it. I love the fact that he does it. He's a great human being.
Who is in your dream three-way? Well, I'm going to say they have to be real people, so you can't get Triss and Triss.
Wow, I was trying to say Triss. Well, obviously Anna Kendrick.
Do we know that Anna Kendrick would be really good in a three-way?
It's irrelevant, because I would just pick Anna Kendrick. I don't even care who the third person is. I just ignore him.
This is the most important question that we're answering, I think, in the history of our show.
How about I invite you to watch?
No. Shakira and Gal Gadot, Selena Gomez, Beyonce. All right, we're getting weird now.
Kendall Jenner.
Megan Fox. You know she's a performer. Kate Upton.
Ooh, she's good.
Are you into Natalie Portman?
How about Naomi Watts like 15 years ago?
Katy Perry, Kristen Bell.
Zooey Deschanel. I'll take those two.
So you're doing Anna Kendrick and, wow, you really are having an adorkable threesome.
Yeah, Drewsome.
Salma Hayek.
She's old.
Oh my God. I mean, like, is she older than me?
Well, she's you're old. I guess that's probably. Okay.
56 years old.
Told you. You can pitch anybody in the world and you're pitching a 56.
I'm telling you, she's got experience. Yes. Jennifer Lawrence, Blake Lively, Keira Knightley, Olivia Wilde.
Jennifer Lawrence, she got weird too, though, didn't she?
Emma Watson? It's like having sex with Hermione.
She's too young.
Mila Kunis. What about Scarlett Johansson?
All right, I made my decision. This is on you now.
All right, I'll just go crazy then. I'm going to say Selma Hayek. I'm committing to Selma.
Might as well just pit Sophia, too.
Sophia? Who's Sophia?
Sophia, what's her name? This the first? Spanish. Sophia, no.
Sophia Vergara?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Let's do it.
That's experience right there. I mean, that's a combined age of over 100, probably. My combined age between the three of us is under 100. You're probably over 150.
She's 50. Sophia Vergara is 50.
Yeah, you're at 150.
I think that would be amazing. Okay, so that's it. Sophia Vergara and Selma Hayek. I'm a Blanco. These are my people. See, I like my picks because I don't know what Anna and Zoe are going to be doing in a threesome, but I know what Selma and Sophia are doing in a threesome.
That's what I like. I'll take control.
Thank you, Chris HL94, for the question. I think that was the best question we've ever gotten on the show. Drew, you could have said Anna Kendrick and you, John.
Yeah. Make you watch.
No. Like be a team bonding. We'd be better podcasters for it. This is the final sequence of the game. Have you made your final preparations?
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, it's fucking going to end.
That's After Dark.
Ooh, it's getting kind of late.
That's After Dark.
Better get the kids to bed so I can go manscape.
That's After Dark.
Dig through the candy, maybe find myself a treat.
That's After Dark.
Then I'll go offer my lady some meat.
That's After Dark.
Oh no, I guess she's not in the mood.
That's After Dark.
Perhaps I should have offered something more than just food.
That's After Dark.
Oh well, maybe I'll play some games instead.
That's After Dark.
Listen to my favorite podcast with some plugs in my head.
That's After Dark. 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 John's a blank and true to views go. They sent my kid a dildo. The song is getting weird though. So happy Halloween. That's After Dark. That's After Dark. That's After Dark. That's After Dark. That's After Dark.
Happy Halloween!
When I want to give you guys kudos, I love the fact that you have taken this show and just ran with it and allowed for it to grow and blossom into its own content. Like you're 121 episodes in, you're driving your own content. Like, man, it is incredible. So yeah, I think you guys have talked like, hey, can we run with this idea? And it was like, just go. And you guys have done such an amazing job. You've created your own content. You've created your own community. It's just amazing stuff. And like, we are just so proud of you guys, the content you put out, the community you've built, and just being part of the larger Nintendo Dads community. Behind the curtain stuff, like, people don't know, but like, you guys do so much for our monthly mayhem. You actively keep our community involved. You engage with them. Like, you guys are just so awesome and such a critical part to the bigger group and the community, our corner of the internet, as we sometimes call it. That, man, I'm just so happy that you guys are part of it.
All right. We did it. Drew has been yawning precipitously the last few minutes. We have to end this now. Get some rest. You're going back to work tomorrow, back to real life. Go back to the sausage factory.
Listen, no comment.
Last question for you, Drew, before we go. If you can get a picture of one member of the Dad's Discord in candy underwear, who would it be?
Mr. Bob Cousy.
I mean, that's it.
That's it.
Good night, Dads.
The Dads After Dark show is part of the Nintendo Dads family of podcasts. That's all for tonight. Good night, Dads. Sweet dreams.